This is WLVR News. The newcomer academies are two Allentown School District transitional schools designed for students who are new to the United States, speak very little English, and have limited experience with public schooling. The programs offer focused English language instruction in small classes to help students prepare for traditional public schools. Some of the children have come to the U.S. from difficult circumstances, like the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with Katie Gill, principal of Newcomer Academies, about how these parents and children are handling the latest challenge, remote schooling, in the wake of coronavirus shutdown.
Thank you for being with us today, Katie.
It's a pleasure.
Have you found that many parents are struggling with this new normal?
All parents and families are struggling. Even native English speaking families are struggling. Our newcomer families, you know, have just arrived in the United States. They've been adjusting to that enormous transition of leaving their homeland, their culture, their music, their family, their language behind. And now they're in Center City, Allentown. And it's a lot. It can be very overwhelming.
Speaking of challenges, some of the children enrolled in newcomer academies have gone through a lot in the past 2.5 years. There are some that came to the U.S. after Hurricane Maria and were tasked with rebuilding a new life and making new friends. Parallel to a lot of the difficulties that they're experiencing now with COVID-19, how are those students facing that now?
It is frustrating. It is challenging. One of the things that has helped is our teachers use Zoom, video conferencing with students. But it was also an opportunity for the kids to interact with each other and with their teachers because they missed seeing their friends. So they could Zoom video conference via their cell phone. We know that our families with limited resources, for the most part, have cell phones. So that was a good opportunity for them to interact with their friends, and they interact with their teachers as well. So the video conferencing has been very helpful.
Katie, are many parents reaching out to you directly? And if so, what are some parent concerns that you're hearing?
Yes, many parents have reached out to us. They're worried about how they're going to be able to manage all this. Many of our families have multiple children in different age groups. They might have elementary students. They might have middle school students, high school students. How are they going to manage all this with one device? So we've made recommendations to them that they straddle the time. Start with the younger children earlier in the morning. Have your middle school kids working on things midday and have your high school kids working on things later in the day. We know that high school students like to sleep in, so they're probably going to be happier to work on things later in the day. We suggest to parents that they try whenever possible to set up a workstation in an area that is free from distractions, from TV, from noise, from activity. We know that's not always possible, but we encourage them to try. We also encourage them to set regular routines for their children so that they know that they need to get up in the morning, they need to check their classroom dojo, they need to check their messages, they need to log on, they need to check their activities.
What have you learned during this time? Are you adapting the program as you go along?
Well, we are, first of all, by implementing the online platforms. We've had a certain amount of online capabilities in the district prior to this, but now everybody is using it. So that's a big change. Keeping close contact with parents and families. Administrators are having Zoom conferencing with their teachers at least once a week. They offered the opportunity to video conference with parents if they need help in how to navigate a website. We also have parent guidelines for using Google Classroom and using Zoom on our website. So all of these things are very helpful to parents, but they're also very helpful to the teachers and to the students and to our administrators. We're just trying to stay connected.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega speaking with Katie Gill, principal of Newcomer Academies, about the challenges of remote schooling for children who've recently arrived in the United States.